I would.
And if somebody were thirsty, he might ask for a what?
Drink.
Or what?
A water.
Okay, and if it was not in a cup, it might be in a... You didn't get
a glass.
Okay. Let's see. Something you might say to a guest at your table, just what? Would you say?
Help yourself.
Okay. And if somebody passes you some food.
Or have some.
Okay. If somebody passes you some food and you don't want any, you'd say.
No, thank you.
Okay. What about?
I don't care for any.
Right. What about food that's been cooked earlier in the day and not eaten up at a meal, and you maybe heat it up again and use it for another meal?
Warm it over.
Okay. And you might say, well, that meat was so tough I could hardly
chew it.
Okay. What is mush?
Well, it's meal and water or milk cooked together or put together.
Let's see. What about corn that's been soaked in lye and it gets to be about oh so big around?
Hominy.
Okay. What do you throw at a wedding?
Rice.
Okay. That's the only way I've ever figured out to get rice. There's no way you can describe rice to anybody without saying it.
No.
Well, any terms you've ever heard around here for cheap whiskey or homemade whiskey?
The old saying about rot gut, you know,
okay,
you've heard that.
That's pretty descriptive. If you had a very sweet-smelling flower and wanted to share it with someone, you might say, here, just of that.
Smell of that.
Okay. You remember when they used to make molasses around here with the old...
Oh, boy. I've seen molasses made.
What is it? Did they use the mill with the horse?
Big mill with the horse going around. In fact, over at... Horse Pens 40, the last time we were over there, they had a big sorghum mill going.
Did they really? I don't remember seeing that.
And they had the sorghum cane right there, and they were selling the cane. You could buy the cane, but they had the old poor mule was just going round and round and round. And, of course, the pans, and it boiling and cooking and stirring,
that's
you know. And
fine stuff.
And they were selling it and over there, and... This, they just had stacks and stacks of sorghum cane, you know. And I told them, I said, well, the only thing I want with that sorghum cane is to eat it.
That's right. I can remember I stopped and bought at a farmer's market one time some sorghum cane just for the kids because I knew they'd never seen anything like it before. I stopped and got them some. What about something like molasses or sorghum that's made from a maple?
Syrup.
Okay. The opposite, something that's not artificial is what? You'd say that's not imitation leather, that's what?
Genuine.
Okay. Something that's sold in large quantities is sold in sugar or something that's sold in, you ever hear the term bulk? Okay.
Yes.
And you might, out of, say, grapes and peaches and things, you might make either some preserves or some jam or some what?
Jelly.
Okay. And the black stuff and white stuff that you sprinkle on your food to season it.
Salt and pepper.
Okay. Let's see. What about the center part of a cherry, the little hard part? What's that called?
Well, it's the cherry seed.
Okay, what about the peach?
Well, and they call it, it's a peach seed.
Sometimes they call it a cherry pit.
Yeah,
or a
cherry pit is what I was fixing to say about that, and then a peach seed.
Okay. What about the peach that has the seed that's real tight in the center? It's hard to get out. What's that called?
No, wait a minute. That's a clear seed. No, clear seed is where the peach comes off.
Right.
And then the other one is,
some people call them a plum
peach. Yeah, plum peaches won't come off.
That's
I mean, they're...
Right.